This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Countries are rushing to evacuate their diplomats and citizens from Sudan's capital, Khartoum, as fighting between the two rival factions in the northeastern African country's capital continues Monday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
An apparent lull in fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has created a window for evacuations. But millions of Sudanese remain stuck in a city that's been transformed into a war zone. They've been left without access to basic services and trapped in their homes amid violence that has killed hundreds of people. Despite sustained pressure from the international community, the two sides have failed to abide by a temporary truce. But the situation was calm enough over the weekend for the United States to extract embassy staff. That triggered a rush of evacuations by other countries. On Monday, France and Germany said they'd got 700 people out. Other countries saying they'd removed nationals include China, Italy, Spain and Lebanon.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Sudan has now been plunged into a humanitarian crisis. Most hospitals are closed and water and electricity supplies for millions of people have been curtailed. Fighter jets have bombed the capital and the main airport has become a center of the fighting, while artillery barrages have made movement unsafe in and out of one of Africa's largest cities. Hundreds of UN staff have been evacuated from Sudan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday the UN is not leaving Sudan but has temporarily relocated its staff inside and outside the country. Speaking at the UN as a meeting of the UN Security Council, Guterres said, "Let me be clear, the UN is not leaving Sudan. Our commitment is to the Sudanese people in support of their wishes for a peaceful and secure future. We stand with them at this terrible time." This is VOA News. With Russia holding the rotating chair of the UN Security Council for the month of April, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was at UN headquarters in New York Monday to chair a meeting of the council. But as that meeting began, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke, saying tensions between the world's major powers are at an historic high thanks to Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine, in violation of the United Nations Charter and international law, is causing massive suffering and devastation to the country and its people, and adding to the global economic dislocation triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic.
As he chaired the meeting on multilateralism, the concept of collaboration between many nations, Lavrov said, "As during the Cold War, we have reached the dangerous, possibly even more dangerous, threshold." He said the situation's worsened with the loss of trust in multilateralism. Jury selection is set to begin in the federal death penalty trial of a truck driver accused of shooting to death 11 Jewish worshippers at a Pittsburgh synagogue in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Robert G. Bowers from the Pittsburgh suburb of Baldwin faces 63 counts in the October 27, 2018 attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Remembers the three Jewish congregations were holding Sabbath activities. If convicted, Bowers could get the death sentence. The 50-year-old offered to plead guilty in return for a life sentence, but federal prosecutors turned him down. His lawyers also recently said he has schizophrenia and structural and functional brain impairments. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A key figure in an incident that became a part of the spark that launched the Black Lives Matter movement, the former Louisville, Kentucky police officer believed to have killed Breonna Taylor in 2020, has a new job in law enforcement about 50 miles from Louisville. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Carroll County Sheriff's Office confirmed that the former Louisville police officer who fatally shot Breonna Taylor has been hired as a deputy. Miles Cosgrove was never charged by a grand jury in the death, but he was fired from the Louisville Metro Police Department for violating use of force procedures and failing to use a body camera in the raid during which Breonna Taylor was killed. Cosgrove fired 16 shots into the apartment. Federal ballistics experts say they believe the shot that killed Taylor came from Cosgrove's gun. Last year, the Kentucky Law Enforcement Council voted not to revoke Cosgrove's certification, which meant he could apply for other law enforcement jobs in the state. Taylor's death rose to public attention after her family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the police department and the city and challenged the police narrative. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find expanded coverage of this and all the stories we're covering today at VOA at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.